So that's why faith is the key. The law brings punishment to those who try to obey it. The only way to avoid breaking the law is to have no law to break. So that's why faith is the key. God's promise is given to us as a free gift, and we are certain to receive it whether or not we follow Jewish customs. If we have faith like Abraham's, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. Now then, if you're a Christian and you're walking in faith, is it okay to keep the Passover? Sure. Is it okay to keep the Feast of Trumpets? Feast of Tabernacles? Is it okay if you want to do something on a Sabbath day special? Or can you do anything you want to do on the Sabbath? Of course you can. You're not under the law. But if you want to operate within those customs just because you want to do it, hey, that's no problem. As long as you realize I'm walking in faith. And if I'm walking in faith, then if something happens the next Sabbath and there's something happens and I need to go somewhere to a meeting or something, I don't have to worry about keeping the Sabbath. If I want to go to a Christian meeting on Saturday, I'm walking in faith. I can go. Now, a lot of my brothers out there, or whatever you want to call them, that are bound by the law, they said, but, you know, we can't travel any further than this on the Sabbath, so we can't go with you. I said, okay, you guys stay at home. I'm walking in faith. I'm not under the law. Or whenever I sit down to eat something and some people will tell me, Thurman, you can't eat that. You know, that's condemned by the law. I said, hey, I'm not under the law. Is that clearly what this has been teaching us? That we're not under the law? We're under faith. Now, you can't be under both. Now, if you get out of faith, you're going to get back under the law. And I guarantee that's what's going to bring terrible things in your life. It will bring punishment into your life. And you won't like those. That's why faith is the key. God's promise is given to us as a free gift. A promise that's free? You can't beat that. And we are certain to receive it whether or not we follow Jewish customs. If we have faith like Abraham's, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. A lot of people don't think that you can associate with your friends and or your Jewish friends, and you can't go to the meetings and things. If you do the things they do, you do it on the days they do it, so that means you're back under the law. No. Now, I'm still living in faith. In faith, I'm free. I can do anything I want to do under faith, and I mean total freedom. If I want to go to the Sabbath meeting on Sabbath, I can. If I want to go to one of the festivals, I can go. I can do anything I want to do. I can enjoy life because I am free as a Christian. Paul clearly tells us that as Christians, we have freedom in Christ. Now then, verse 17 and 18. That is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who brings into existence what didn't exist before. Now then, what can our God do by faith? Anything. There's absolutely nothing, but that's the only way he does it. He doesn't do any miracles or healings or anything else by the law. When you come to him and ask him for something, you have to, first of all, be his son or his daughter. You have to have heirship with him. You have to have sonship with him. And then you have to come to him on behalf of his promises and say, Lord, you said right here. And so since you said it, I believe it, and it's done, and it will happen. When I met Dave, I told him, I said, son, this sickness you have, if you will do what I tell you to do from God's word, I guarantee the King of the universe will heal you. And of course, Dave, being a good Christian, had never heard these kind of things, immediately says to himself, he didn't speak it to me, but he said, now look, this guy, you can't guarantee God will do anything. But when I'm walking in sonship, when I'm a joint heir with the King, and I'm walking in faith, I can guarantee he'll do exactly what he said in his word. Is that right? If God says something in his word, will he do it? Yes, he will. He cannot do anything but what he said in his word. And so I just stand in awe. And of course, a lot of people would have given up, but Dave didn't. You know, he stayed in there for that 20 months. Now, I mean, some people, if you don't get healed in 30 minutes, you know, this stuff don't work. But if you don't get healed in a week, I'm kind of leery about this, but if you ain't healed in a month, forget it. Let's go to a doctor. But Dave stood his ground. He'd been to the doctors for 40 years, and that hadn't helped him. It was a real problem, but he stood. And of course, today, he is completely well. But he's just one of thousands. You know, we have seen thousands of people healed at this ministry. That is what the scripture meant when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who brings into existence what didn't exist before. You talk about God putting you to the test. How would you like to have had the test that he gave Abraham? When Abraham waited all these years for this little boy, God told him, you're going to have a son. But Abraham's 100 years old and he still don't have that son. And his wife is 90 years old and he still don't have that son. Most people would say, okay, my wife's 90, I'm 100. I mean, you know, we ain't had sex in 2 years or 10 years or 20 years or whatever it is by that time. And he says, what do you mean we're going to have a baby? But Abraham said, you know, it don't make any difference. We're going to have a baby. You know, God said it. He can't lie. We're going to have a baby. I believe. Lord, I want to thank you for this son. And so, praise the Lord. She got pregnant and had that little boy. You know, and so 90 years old. Does it take great faith to see yourself pregnant at 90? Yeah, we can understand why Sarah laughed whenever God says, when the Lord says Sarah's going to have a baby about this time next year. She laughed. You can understand living in the flesh how you would laugh, right? Some of you women that are 60, 70, 80 years old, if the Lord come in and said, you know, I'm going to give you a new baby next year, you would laugh too, wouldn't you? Especially if you're way past the birthing cycles. But he says, when God promised Abraham what he would become, the father of many nations, Abraham believed him. God had also said, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars, even though such a promise seemed utterly impossible. See, when you look at yourself, maybe you got a problem, maybe you got a sickness, maybe you got a problem with your arm, your hip, your leg, or whatever it is. When you're prayed for, just like Jack Butler that time, when Jack had his problem with his back for I don't know how many years, he is a good Christian man. He goes to church every Sunday. He loves God with all his heart. But he goes to a Baptist church, and he never heard about healing. And so when he came out here, I told him, I said, Jack, the reason you got a problem with your back is because you're walking in some kind of sin. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, well, I'm a businessman. I said, well, is everything always on top of the table? Well, maybe not 100%. If you're just doing 1% under the table, is that sin? Yeah. What if you're doing something else? What if you're just looking at the girls when they go by and you're thinking, is that sin? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing that people don't understand that sin. Now, if you're being led by the Spirit and the dealings comes out, you're going to always be 100% on top of the table. If a beautiful girl goes by, you just look at her in the face and say, she's a pretty girl, and go on, right? You don't think about nothing else because the Spirit of God... The minute your eyes start to go somewhere else, the Spirit of God said, no, I hate a roaming eye. No, you look straight ahead. He will guide you and direct you. So whenever I told Jack, you got to get rid of all those sins. So, okay, Lord. I mean, he said, you mean it's that important? I said, it's only important if you want to get healed. I said, if you want to keep doing these things, I said, you ain't never going to get healed. He said, well, I want to be healed. I hate this back pain. So he repented of all his sins. I laid my hand on his back and I prayed for him. I said, now how does it feel? He said, oh, it still hurts just as bad as it did. I said, well, that's not going to be a miracle. It's just going to be a healing. So I said, when you walk out of here, I said, God said, if you forgive all, if you confess your sin, he's righteous and just to forgive your sin. Then he says he will heal all of your problems. I said, if you walk out of here, I want you to praise him and thank him for your complete healing. Two Sundays later, Jack came back and he said, you know, Thurman, I didn't quite get to my car when my pain went away. He said, I've tried everything in the world to get it to come back the last 2 weeks, and it won't come back. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And after Jack got healed, and after he learned how to pray in faith, he's seeing awesome miracles and wonders and things. He's just been a great man of God. He went to his senior pastor, an older guy. He's got about 6 or 8 things wrong with him. Jack told him, said, if you'll go out to the Living Savior Church with me, I'll make an appointment with Thurman, and we can see you in his office. If you will go out there with me and you'll do what he tells you, I guarantee that when he prays for you, God will heal all of these problems you got. To this day, he has never convinced that senior pastor to come. He don't believe. Isn't that a shame? That here we are, faith children, and we don't believe God's promises. I just hate it, you know, that so many people are sick and afflicted, but they don't have to be. You know, I got tickled the other day. Somebody sent me an email and said there's a group fixing to start a health deal on the website, and said, I told them that there's 3 ways to get people healed. Number 1 is God's way. Number 2 is the doctor's. And then number three is pharmakia or medicine. So he said, I have met a man about 7 years ago that he's the one that does it God's way. Said his name's Thurman Scrivener. Said you definitely need to go talk to him because said he's just one of the guys that I've met that if God said it, he believes it, he prays for him, and God does it, and that's over. Said he just believes God. When people say, but you know, this ain't supposed to work. He said, but Thurman, all he does is he gets them to repent of their sin. He prays for them and then guarantees them they're healed. And he said, most people I know that's been out there got healed. So God's way works, does it? Repent of your sins, believe God, be prayed for in faith, and then keep believing in faith, right? Just because you can't walk out without pain when you start out, don't say, well, this is not going to work for me. Because if you do, it's not going to work for you. You have to believe God. And some people look at me as I'm the healer. Well, I mean, you don't get nothing like that. Absolutely nothing. You got to look to Jesus Christ. He is the healer. And you have to do it by faith. It says, when God promised Abraham he would become the father of many nations, Abraham believed him. God also had said, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars, even though such a promise seemed utterly impossible. Can you imagine how impossible that seemed to Abraham? When he was up on the mountain with his son with a knife raised to plunge it into the heart of his little son, which is about 20 years old. God, you told me that I'd be the father of many nations. Now, this is the only son I got by promise. If I kill him, if I obey you and I kill him, I believe you can raise him from the dead. That's the kind of faith Abraham had to have. Have you been put to the test like that lately? I hope not. But if you are, I want you to pass your test, because if you stay in faith, you can pass that test. You got to realize that as Abraham started down with a knife, and I can only imagine what was going through his heart, can't you? As he's coming down with a knife, then the angel reached out and stopped his arm right there. He said, now I know you really believe me. You really do love me. Somebody said, God would never put us to the test like that. Let me tell you, he will put you to the test like that. I have had those kind of tests similar to that. If you haven't, there will come a time in your life when you will undergo some tremendous tests. So just remember, stand on His Word in faith.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Faith is the Key, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.